Welcome back. In today's episode, I'm reminding you that you already have everything inside of you. Nothing else is needed. So stop doubting yourself. This is a special message today that will have you trusting yourself in a total different way. Listen in. I'm sure you'll be blessed. Hey sisters, welcome to Purpose Beyond 40. Have you been craving more meaning and purpose in your life? Do you feel like God is stirring something up inside of you but lack the clarity to move forward, so you stay stuck in fear instead? Do you feel like it's too late for you to step into your purpose in your God's given call? Hi, I'm Vicki, a wife, mother, nana, and your seasoned sister in Christ. I too was well over 40, actually 57 at the time God called me into my coaching business. I too felt that God was stirring something up inside me and wish I had the clarity and confidence to move forward. I kept telling myself that I was too old to start something new. In this podcast, I will help you uncover your purpose through biblical strategies, clarify your vision, and overcome your fears so you can confidently step into your God's given call. Girl, get off that couch. You're not done yet. I'm going to start out this episode by telling you a story that is in the Bible. And it comes from Kings. And it talks about the woman who had to pay her taxes and her husband was dead. And Elijah asked her, "How can I help you? And what do you have in your house?" Now listen to me, because this is so important about our message, our episode, I should say, today. And so she comes back and she says, "I have nothing at all except a small jar of olive oil." He tells her, "Go around, ask your neighbors for all their empty jars. Don't ask for a few." And then he says, "Then you go inside your house, shut the door behind you and your sons. Pour oil into all of the jars, and as each one is filled, put it to the side and then get another one." So she leaves him. She shuts the door, behind her and her sons, and then they bring the jars to her, and she keeps pouring this oil. And then when all the jars are full, she says to her son, "Bring me another one." But then the son says, "We don't have any more." At the point where he tells her that, the oil stops flowing. And it wasn't until after he said that. Hold on to that thought. And then, so she goes and she tells the man of God, which is Elijah, and he said, "Go sell all the oil, pay off your debts, and you and your sons will live on what's left." It's so important. Because, woman of God, you have everything that you need already inside of you. So my question to you would be, what's in your house? Too many times we have self-doubt. We focus on doubt. We focus on what we think we do not have. Because we compare ourselves to what everybody else has. So we don't focus on our oil. And like the woman, she said, "I just have a small jar of it." And then Elijah tell her, "You just get all the empty jars and you keep pouring and you keep pouring." And when they had all the jars and the last one was there, then the oil stopped flowing. The oil is not going to stop flowing through you, woman of God, until you have completed the assignment God has given you. You don't have to worry about having a lot of anything. You hear me say this all the time. You don't have to worry about having all the accolades and all the titles and all the degrees. What you have is enough, for what God has called you to do. You just have to get started. And when your assignment's complete, then the oil will stop flowing. whenever that is. We don't even know. But what we do know is that you have to get started and you have enough already inside of you. And what do I mean by that? I'll tell you a little bit. So God will pull from your experiences, your life experiences, from your job experiences, from your talents, from things that just come natural to you. When I look back over my journey and where I'm at now and how God has me, you know, in my coaching business at this time, I had to reflect back on being a trainer in the hospitality industry. I was a global trainer for a few years doing that. I was a trainer at the company I was at. I was a supervisor. I've been over the youth, and none of this I had experience with. I was just in a position and a form of obedience when I was asked to do these things, and I was trained how to do this, and I learned how to do this. And now, as where I'm at right now, writing a book, I'm already wrote a chapter and a co-author of another book, and all of these things I see come from the experiences, from the skills that I've had over the course of my life. And that is the same thing for you. Think about the job you're on, you may be on now, or the jobs you've had. What did you learn from there that can help you where God has placed you? Life experiences. What things have you learned as being a mother? You know, what are things that people are coming to you for? Are you a good listener? Maybe people come to you and share their things because they know you're going to listen without being judgmental. What a gift that is, right? So I'm just telling you, you have everything already in you. You have that small jar of oil in you. And when you just start to step into that purpose and you start to step into your calling, the oil is going to continue to flow until the assignment is complete. Oh my gosh. I know I keep saying that, but you know, that's how we learned our ABCs, repetition, right? So it's the same thing when we're stepping into this calling that God has called it into, especially because it's new and you're coming out from maybe behind the shadows of someone else. God is pouring that oil in you and it's going to keep flowing. And you'll be able to minister or lead those group of women that's been on your heart, that God has placed on your heart. And whatever you need to be to them, God is going to give you. It's not going to necessarily come from, you know, the way you think it was going to come. Well, maybe if I go to this seminary and learn this more, maybe if I go over here and learn this, you know, maybe if I need to do this. No, not necessarily. Nothing's wrong with that. But you don't solely depend on your knowledge and what you have obtained. You depend and trust in God. And when you trust in God, everything, all things work together for our good. So all of the stuff, all of your education, or lack of, all of the skills that you had on your jobs, all of the life experiences, the things you experience as being a mother for those who are mothers, or just growing up, just reflect on all of that. That is your oil. And that is what you're going to be able to pour into the women God has called you to. So I don't want you to stay stuck because of self-doubt. It will keep you there and you're not going to be able to fulfill the purpose that God has for you. I hope this blessed you and I look forward to speaking to you again soon. Remember, you are enough. You already have everything inside of you now. Hey, sister, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share with a friend who may want to uncover her purpose so she can fulfill her God-given calling? Also, please leave a review for the show over on Apple Podcasts. Not only do I enjoy hearing how the show impacted you, it also helped other women discover this podcast. One last thing, if you're on Facebook, I'd love to connect with you. Just go to Purpose Beyond 40 for Women. I'll meet you back on Tuesday for another episode. And remember, girl, get off that couch. You're not done yet.